It's a badly needed day off today for workers on the giant tunneling machine known as Bertha that's drilling the Seattle Tunnel Project. That's according to the mega project contractors. The crew has been working 12-hour shifts for 11 days since April 29th, when Bertha started mining below the Alaskan Way Viaduct. Since then, the machine has gone 342 feet, and the highway reopened on Sunday night. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph has more.
Underpromised and overdelivered. These are words we don't associate with Bertha, who famously bailed on us early in the tunneling. This, however, is Bertha post-megasurgery, when it was hauled out of the ground and massively retooled. Now tunneling seems to be going smoothly. Bertha passed through the most perilous place in its journey, with not a sinkhole in sight. Bertha is not clear of the viaduct yet, and it won't be finished tunneling until around the beginning of next year. After that day of celebration, there will be one more tunnel-related viaduct closure. That's when Bertha's tunnel will be connected to the rest of Highway 99. It's an operation that could take 2 weeks. I'm Carolyn Adolph in Seattle.